There's a true story in the life of Henry Ford, the great American industrialist and car manufacturer. He went back to visit his hometown in Ireland, where his parents were born a long time before. And so Henry Ford went to the pub, as a lot of Irishmen are known to do. And that night, four or five of the fellas from the local town came to him and said, "We'd like you to make a contribution in honor of your parents for the building of our new hospital." And so Mr. Ford took out his checkbook and wrote a check for $5,000 and gave it to them. Well, the next morning in the newspaper, the big headline reads, "American industrialist Henry Ford donates $50,000 to the building of the new hospital." See, the Irish are very clever, aren't they? Well, that night at the pub, Henry Ford is there and all of the men gather around him and they're so apologetic. "We're so sorry about the typo in the newspaper. But we're happy to make an adjustment. We're to make a correction in tomorrow's paper." Well, Mr. Ford knew what they were up to and said, "Well, just how much will this hospital cost?" And they said, "It'll cost $50,000. And so he took back the other check, ripped it up, and wrote out a brand new check for $50,000 and said, "I will give you this on one condition, that I get to pick the Bible quote that will go over the hospital door." And they said, "Anything you want, Mr. Ford, that will be fine. So if you go to Cork, Ireland today, over that hospital door is a quote from today's gospel. It says, 'I came among you and you took me in.'" In today's gospel, the Lord identifies himself with the suffering, with the poor, with the least of the brethren. There's a story in the life of St. Martin of Tours. St. Martin of Tours was a soldier, and even before he got baptized, he was still a catechumen. He was riding on his horse, very cold night, and he saw a beggar by the side of the road shivering. And St. Martin of Tours stopped, and he took his long military cloak and took his sword, and he cut his cloak in half. And he wrapped the beggar in that cloak. And that night, he had a dream. And that night he saw Jesus wearing that cloak. And that's what today's gospel is all about. Jesus says, "When you fed the hungry, you fed me. When you gave drink to the thirsty, you actually gave drink to me. When you clothed the naked, you were clothing me. When you went to visit that sick person in their home or that in the hospital or that prisoner, Jesus says, you actually did it to me." And the Lord says our eternal destiny will be dependent on how we treat one another. Notice he says he puts those on his right who did these things, on the other he puts on the left those who did not do these things. And he says to those who did these things, these works of mercy, the corporal works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy, he says, "Come. Come into eternal life. Come into the kingdom of heaven." But to those who did not do these things, he puts them on his left and says, "Depart from me. Go. Go away." As Bishop Sheen says, when we die, we're going to hear one of two words from Jesus, either "come" or "go." Either come into heaven or depart into the outer darkness. So in today's gospel, the Lord says that he is the poor, he is the suffering, he is the least of the brethren. The Mother Teresa, in her commentary on this, says that people are not just hungry for food, they're hungry for love. People are starving for affection, for appreciation, for kindness. People are hungry for God. People are thirsty for love. They're thirsty for the truth. So remember, it's not just the corporal works of mercy. We have to help people with the spiritual works of mercy as well, to show them love, to teach them the truth of the faith. People are not just physically ill. So many people are morally ill. People aren't just in prison. Some people are in prison by alcohol or drugs or immorality. So many people are imprisoned in these in different ways. So it's our job to help them. And Jesus says our eternal destiny will be dependent upon this. Sometimes our friends of other denominations say all you have to do is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that is true. We have to do that. That's the first part. That's necessary. We have to accept Christ as our Lord and our Savior. We do that every time we come to communion, don't we? We accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior every Sunday, even every day at Mass. But in today's Gospel, there's a lot more to salvation than just one act of accepting Christ. Jesus said, what about taking care of the suffering? What about taking care of the poor? What about visiting the sick? See, according to today's Gospel, this is essential to our salvation. And when I think of the least of the brethren, I always think of the unborn babe, the unborn child. Isn't that the least of the brethren today? So what are we doing to help protect the rights of the unborn, the handicapped, the elderly, the least of Christ's brethren, those unborn children? And whatever we do to help save them, we're saving Christ, Jesus says, because they are certainly the least of the brethren. Now lastly, the other thing that's sort of interesting about this Gospel is that when the Lord comes, He's going to come in glory as a king. See, when He was on earth 2,000 years ago, He came in humility. He was born in a stable, placed on hay, placed in a manger. But when He comes again, the second time, He's going to come on the clouds of glory with all the angels, and He's going to come to judge the living and the dead. It's called the final judgment, the general judgment. And when He comes again, He's going to come as a king. And that's why it says He'll sit upon His glorious throne, and all the nations, everyone who ever lived, will come before Him, and He will separate them. Those that go to eternal life, those that go to eternal fire. And what's so sobering about this is that, yes, we know that heaven is for real, but Jesus says hell is for real as well. He calls it eternal punishment prepared for the devil and his angels. So our eternal salvation is really at stake in how we live our life on earth. So Jesus will come again as king to judge the living and the dead. And what our diocese today is trying to do is to have every family acknowledge the kingship of Christ by making a consecration to Jesus in His Sacred Heart. And so we'll be ending the homily today by having all of you read this prayer, which is in your missalette. And in the bulletin today, you'll get this beautiful picture of the Sacred Heart. The diocese ordered over 400,000 pictures of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. They're in today's bulletin, so don't throw out the bulletin, okay? Make sure you get this picture out of there. Hang it up in one of the rooms of your house, maybe the dining room, the living room, the family room. Many families will probably have it framed and hang it up. On the back of this prayer is a family consecration where the whole family, mom and dad and kids, or just a husband and wife, or if you live by yourself, you can do this on your own. You can make this consecration, entrust yourself to the Sacred Heart, and then you enthrone the picture in your home. The enthrone acknowledges the kingship of Christ. So when you place the picture in your home, you're saying you want Jesus Christ to be the King and Lord of your family. Jesus is King. So you place this picture in your home, you enthrone it, and you consecrate your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So what a beautiful thing that is, to acknowledge the kingship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so now let us all stand and recite this prayer, which is found in your missalette. This is our act of consecration to the Sacred Heart. Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, we consecrate to You our persons and our lives. We give You our actions, our desires, our troubles, our joys and our sufferings. Our families, our friends, and our parish community. In the future, we wish to live only to honor and love You and bring You glory. It will always be our heart's desire to love You more and more, and to make You known, loved, and served by others. We know this, O Sacred Heart of Jesus. You are the faithful friend, the heart's intimate friend. You never abandon us. We trust ourselves to You. Above all, give us charity. bind our hearts together in our parish community of St. John the Apostle. May our names one day be written forever in the book of the living, with the just who reign with you in the life of eternal happiness. Amen. Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto yours. And now we profess our holy Catholic faith. We believe in one God.